And they hae ysbarys a ddweud drwy'r ysbryd, fysgale hae ydyr sy'n sy'n sborach. Dain o'n ydyr o'r ffona fi'n sborach. Just as well as to the pride that the Jews have, there is this gala yidah to the Goyim, so too to the yidah to the Goyim of whom yidah of the Jews. So too when Hashem is the gala that hits the spiders, then there is this gala yidah for Hashem. And the yidah in the front of Yisborah. Like they say, this gala hayidah, a fila al-shinani shachat, so that is this gala the yidah, even on the malach and malach. The emes, the mosleh ha-malach, the vameh ha-kalyeh and the chayidah. You know, the emes before, and king, everyone is surely afraid. Everyone surely has fear. Still on the birthday of the king, the special celebration of the king's birthday, that's when the king puts on his coat of pride, special cloak, the royal cloak, then the yidah for the king becomes more and more revealed. Even though before also, they all knew about the king, they feared him, he calls them the spoiled nefesh. Still, when the nefesh sees, they deny him that, of course, then it's much more the spoil. It takes much greater effect. It leaves a greater impression, and the yira becomes much more the gala. Hedish, Rosenthal says, Kichol dovo shaloyim ve'inayim the spoil nashim is a yosef. Everything that a person sees with his eyes, his sight, so the nefesh is more the spoil from that. Then if he would only know about it by his mind, just to know about this fact, he wouldn't be as much a spoiler as when he actually sees it. They tell to a person about the greatness of the king, the great power of the king. Even though he knows these things very clearly, that he's being told, he's not so much a spoil, he's not so impressed that he should have so much fear for the king, as much as when he sees with his own eyes the greatness of the king, and the king is dressed in his royal garments and he leads his armies. Then a much greater yira falls upon this person, because the nefesh is much greater than a spoil, much more impressed to know the actual sight. Therefore, through the fact that the tzaddik is megalah, the tzaddik is the one that reveals this spider, this pride that Hashem has in the Jews. This is the bechina of the, like I say, the birthday of the king, the special celebration the king makes. The Jews receive the Malchus of Hashem. He ain't Malach Olayom. He goes without a nation. It cannot be a king. So Hashem is Malach Olayom. He has the Jews accepting him. He knows the Abu Ledes of Malchus. He knows the Malchus. Then on that special day, that celebration, behind the Shinnis Gala and his Spider Shayyusur, when there is revealed the pride that Hashem has in the Jews, on the spoiled Nefesh Shalayah. Then the Nefesh Shalayah sees is much more impressed. And if Gala, the Nefil, you know, the Alkuah. Then there is revealed the Zira falls upon all. I feel Hashem is Shachar, even on Malachim Allah. The Mechinas al Yisrael ga'avosloi kishnigle ga'avosloi v'tefarataya Yisrael, when there is real greatness in the spiders of the Jews, as I the Uzoi bashchokim, and as Yiroz bashchokim bashamayim, oi ze Mechinas Yirikanal. In Aisha Tfilam, in oi ze Tzmini Yiroz, in Aisha Tfilam, Gala Yirosloi afil ashlo lishachar, in this Gala in the book, in the spoil Nefesh Raya Kanal, because the Nefesh Raya is born in spoil, but in fact he sees. Ayyidah Yisgalus, Hesparus, Shizeh Bechinas Yisgalus, Hayyidah, through the Yisgalus, of this prodigy, the Bechinas Yisgalus, Hayyidah, they reveal the Yidah, because when there is, when this Hesparus is revealed, there is the Yidah comes down, the Yidah for Hashem comes down, Ayyidah Yisgalus, Yisgalus, Harotzoy, Shizeh Bechinas, Ahavu, and this is also revealed, the Rotzoy, the will of the king, and this is the Bechina of Ahavu. Why? Because we came to the Hamelech, the nature of the king, Bien Ginusi de Malkov, on the day of his birthday, the celebration, Shilay Desh Big Day Spiders, he wears the royal garments. Shaz Naifu Yirik Del Akua, then a great Yidah falls upon everyone. The Hakel Haridim is echoing upon it, all fear and tremble before him. Shachaikach Megala Hamalch, and it's Sinai Lachalach of the Echad. After this Yidah falls upon them, then he reveals his will to each one. He divides, he apportions, he meets out gifts to each one according to his covet. Kifidotsin, Hamelach, the Ahavosish, Yeshtachalach, according to the will of the king, and according to his Ahavo, and he has each one. And we see here that will meaning Ahavo. His will is depending upon his Ahavo, and he has each one. Shizel Bechinas Ahavo. And you Ahavo. And Kamei Shaydeh's Galus, his father should be called as a deacon, Shiris Fash, his father should be as well. And just as the Galus, revealing the Ispharas, which Hashem has with the Jews. I can say Megalad, it's fine, it's what Hashem called David, David, can offer this, Megalad, Otsun, Hashem has each thing, you have to listen, dependent upon the Ispharas, King, be in Genusia, the Malko, Shozu, Iskalas, and Ispharas, so to the special day, when there is this Galus, and the Ispharas is pride, as I who Iskalas, and Tani is for, so it is also Megalad, the will of Hashem. Because then Hashem is Megalad, Otsun, that means his Avo, he shows to each one. He gives each one gifts and he raises them according to his desire. In the very beginning, when there was the revealing of his pride, of our pachta, v'yirosei akum, so his pachat mira came down upon all of them. Then when they see the desire of the king, how is the cut of each one? I did a miscarriage. And they have miscarriage to him, and they now receive Ahavo, Ahavas Hashem. Pedish. Come on, you shall you day as spiders, she's well as bad in Israel. Just as with the spiders, Hashem has with the Jews, they say, how you call it, it's Sinus, Shara Bria canal. Do this world, they did Sinus Hashem had in the Bria. Come on, Kena, you day, Hayirosh, and that's the Iskalos, Iskalos, and Iskanal, through the Yira, which is made through the Iskalos, Iskalos. This is Miskala also the Ratzon of Hashem, that means the Ahava with the Tzimkar of each one. Into Shayira, the Ahava and Mshachim are there at Tzadik, Shem and Kala and Spadus. So the Yira and Ahava are both drawn through the Tzadik, Shem and Kala and Spadus. He reveals the Spadus, and he said, might say, covered in Tzadik. For this, he finds all that in Tzadik, Shem and Spadus, Shem and Kala. And is then not the year of the Ahava canal. And this is known as Kala the Ahava. It's Mikara of each one. Zebuchinus ki seferes uzomoi oto, over the Tzoyin Chotorim Kameinus. Teferes uzomoi, Zebuchinus hayirosh, and is Kala the Iskala the Isparas canal. Uzomoi is in Yina of Yiro, Oitz. Teferes through the Isparas. Ki oiz ubuchinus Yira canal. Yazai ber Tzoyin Chotorim Kameinus, ki megala the Tzoyinoi, urim karnom shekolechot v'yechot canal. He's Megalad at Otsoin by being the cut of them, by elevating them. Shaydez is Galos Ahava canal. This is the Galos Ahava. He shows that his Ahava over Melus, so the Jews return. I have my Theyesin. And so Shaydez Megalad at the Ahava. So as a result, we see that the Tzadik is on the Megalad, the Yido for Hashem, the Ahava, the Ahavas Hashem. Ukishenech Shachetz Alech the Yido, the Ahava, one by a person. There is Nechshach, there is darkened, that's for showing the Yid and the Yavo. That means that the light of Yid and Yavo is missing. Bechinas albish amayin kadrus v'sak osim ksusum. I will cloak the heavens with darkness. And I will put, the cloak of heaven will be a sack. Shamayim is a bechinas e shumayim. Shamayim means e shumayim hainu Yidu v'yavo. Eish is Yidu, that's Tekef, Gimurois, and Mayim is Chasodim, it's Ava. And we give the Ava and the Slabshim, big Kadrus, and the Chshochim and the Skasim, the Sak, give an Ava and the Slabish in darkness, and they are covered by a Sak. Then the Shnechshach, that's why you give the Ava, that the by the person who has to show him the Ava becomes dark. The reason is, Sabinus also says, you should know the reason is, the Machma Shnechshach, that's why you're a Tzadik. Because by this person, the Yerushalayim became dark. Because only through the Yerushalayim person can receive the Yerushalayim. Because at times it happens by a person that the Yerushalayim becomes dark by him. He's not zeches to understand, to see the great light of the Yerushalayim. Even though he goes to visit the Yerushalayim, he's by him, he sees him. He's not zechah, he cannot taste, he cannot understand and see the great light of the tzaddik. Through the tzaddik, he can come to the real good tachlis. They came of Kabbalah, which is the gate of Gan Eden. Derech Shamayel and Kalon Neshamah is through the Yom HaSpelah go up all the Neshamahs to Gan Eden. The Oyeh Godel Miyot, the light there is tremendous, the heavenly light. Aval Pikein, Etz Loiv, still by Ephraim, Hoyom Mokam Choshech Vafela. Ephraim was a place that was completely dark. The Alkei Mokhrei B'Simcha Rabbah Li'Avram Timur. Therefore he sold it to Avram Avinu with half a great simcha, so it was a dark place he was selling. That's what he called it. My cane, so too, Kshnech Shechai, that tzaddik, Shehu Meir B'Chol HaYlamois, well, yeah, that tzaddik who's Meir gives light to all HaYlamois. It becomes darkened by a person, Mikol Shkein B'Lam HaZeh, because he made lights in this world. Yeah, but became Etzlein and Meir Klal, still by this person, he doesn't see any light. Adid Abu Hu Choshech Etzlein, the opposite, it's him, it's just the contrary, it's dark by him. Hazeh Machmas Achidas HaMaisim, Uksilas HaSechu. The reason is because of the meisim meroyim, the bad meisim, and the foolishness, the sechel becomes spoiled through his meisim, shaynei meisim meroyim, this chashech sechel b'ksila, through his meisim meroyim, through his bad deeds, so his sechel becomes darkened through his foolishness. Ayin deyes nefsodes, or chachmas nachvias, through these spoiled deyes, through chachmas nachvias, strange chachmas, chakidas, and philosophy. Philosophy. Which he calls it chachom, heimor lihora, lahitiv layodu. But their chachmi came bad. They spoiled. Through their meisim roim, they cannot use their sechel at all for good. Kiyim lahad only for bad. Through this foolishness of the sechel, therefore he cannot see and understand the light of the tzaddik. Tikkun to be machnia, to be making bottle, to make void this kesilas hasechel, when the sechel becomes darkened. To what you say, bechinas mizbeach. Tikkun is the bechinas mizbeach. It means to a chila b'kedusha. Ike yinikas ach kesilas, the klipas ike yinikas, the yinika, that the nourishment, the kesilas, the klipas meaning. They derive who ach mizbeach mizbeach. The Bechina is Be'ach, the Kodesh, and the Bechina is Achila. The Bechina of Achila, Kishulchone, Shemodim Lechapel Kim is Be'ach, because Shechon and Berson, the Chabad Agam is Be'ach, therefore, this Be'ach means that you have Achila. Umi Shomiki Yinikosum, from the Achila of a person, that's where the Klippa is received, the Yinika. Yalkin Achila Achad Achila is Isha Koshe, therefore, even by Ish Koshe, when he eats, after his food, Be'echrach, Yihilai, Bulu Hadaz, Ktsas Achad Achila. Be'echrach is unavoidable, that he should have a bubladas, slight confusion in his mind after eating. His mind is not too clear after eating. Because the machmas yinika saksilus umishon, because the ksilus, the klipas are yinik from the achila. Then you have a zel v'sevi. Zel means chait, one who commits sin, zel v'sevi. Ach tzodash varitin chiyus by klipas kiyim kideh chiyin ebitzimtzim. The person has to see not to give chiyus to the klipas more than just as is exactly with a measure, just what they need. Lo yeser not more. Yos kisham is beach ketikunoi. Then when it was beach is ketikunoi meaning. Hayne shachila bekashus kenoi. His achila bekashus azay nechnoi ma klipas and axilus. And the klipas, the axilus is nechna. Is false. Ki ena nerisim ben koyach vechius kim kde chila betzimtzum. He doesn't give them koyach except that which they need for their own chius, just exactly measured off, but not which they can take away from kedusha anymore. Shazay buchrach titum ben ki yedua. There's no encouragement to get bored. You have to give the klipas for the honor of the key in the island. The klipas have to exist. It's the kirch and chila. Until Mashiach comes, they don't become the klipas become bottle. But until now, it's behefa, they have to have chias. So they have to receive this chias from the achila only kdei hechrach. That means, what's the kdei hechrach? The reason I'll bring it at the end, the person eats. So the food is used for nourishment for his body, for the sake of what, for the sake of the neshama by achila b'kashus. And mele, what's the achila? That he is Mevadev, he takes out the mala, all the tzutzis from the achila to a higher madrega, the achila of medabit. The person eats for moshul chayim, the mala to the achila medabit, that's the eats the kashrus. Then there is also the chiyas aklipas, is the sitra achla, which is called the tsoya, that which goes out of the person's body, that's the achila aklipas. I mean, if a person eats the kashrus, then that's just the tzutzis and what they need, the tsoya. The rest of it eats the kashrus. He does not give them any kaya v'chiyus more than what is necessary for them. Okay, the achila b'kashus, therefore through achila b'kashus, nichna aksilus. Aksilus becomes nichna. It's false, and it's true. The sechel becomes elevated. When you see the Gemara says, "With Bayah, the boy of a made of Nachman, the other asked the kash, a Bayah had a Nachman, some of the kash of Nachman, well, we come up. Yes, but if a person steals from two shutfim, a show or a set, steals a show set from two shutfim, and he shachts it, he's chay above a chmisha, then he goes to one of the shutfim, he's moide, we can have his potter. So the shayla is, does he have to pay a chatsi of the above a chmisha to the second shutfim? Does the Gemara say, Chamisha Boko Yeshalom Tachas Hashem Bo Tzay Tachas Aseh, and also Chatzoy Abo Chatzoy Chamisha here also. Well, we say that either pay Abo Chamisha or nothing. That was the Bayi he asked him. So Nachman said to him that the Pasuk says Abo Chamisha V'lay Chatzoy Abo Chamisha, not here. But Safra Amalei, in the morning that Nachman said to him, I changed my mind. He has to pay. Halach is taken. I'm not passing that abor v'chamisha and hatsoy abor v'chamisha. Halach is that you have to pay taken half to the shutter for which he wasn't murdered to. Behind lay amivach biurta. The reason I didn't tell you it last night like that, lay achli missed the tuna because I didn't eat last night. Also, shall show. I didn't have the achila. I said because he was fasting. So we see from there that the seichel comes through achila. That is more because he didn't eat to his dad, so it wasn't clear. He got through eating, so the xilus becomes down, is lowered, and the sechel is raised. What a person eats chashim like a zelo v'seve, he fresh. And the whole thing goes to the klipas chashim shoulders. The bechinas began as his bear. He's paying the yochim v'kashus as a yoinkim, a klipas, he's standing, the klipas a yoinik, and a xilus. Yes, the man, I think more than is necessary for them. As I discovered a xilus ala sechel, the xilus, the swishness, is miscarried to sechel, and the sechel falls, chadashon, it goes up. Ava yidei achim karoi, lechli kenoi. So eating karoi, that's right, the xilus is necha, and the sechel is elevated. The xilus was be'ach b'chal shetayde, be'ach b'chilik av b'nyomin, the yomin is the avian. So the xilus, teref, nosan li, the xilus achila b'kashus, teref, nosan li le'ya, to gira, b'kashus. And they said, "Machniim to my soi, kind of as a klipas axilus through chilul kashus." So the tayreit means he tears apart the klipas, the axilus. Shemachniim tears the klipas axilus. Oh, he did begam as beach and begam achilah, but through begam as beach and begam achilah, he doesn't be kashus. Like there's a nice and clear axilus. That gives clear to axilus. For nasami tayreit tiduf hadas. The chazushalom is miskaved as a canal. The axilus is miskaved. Then you have tiduf hadas, and the sechel chazushalom falls. This is all due to the Begamah Mizbeach. So many of those who mashed the Begamah Mizbeach, or you did Gedim. How can you possibly mashed the Begamah Mizbeach is only through Gedim? You call her Avodah Zorah, ain't land Koyach, in the Begamah Mizbeach. The Avodah Zorah has Koyach only through the Begamah Mizbeach. But the Shekosav v'chol mokayim muktar u'mugash l'shmi v'chol mokayim. That means Kaviyach Liban, where there is Avodah Zorah, where they are maktir. On the altar is Be'ach HaVedah Zorah, it's also become the Shishmi. It's also the Koyach Kaviyach HaMala. Ki Av Shehem Ede HaVedah Zorah, although they are Ede HaVedah Zorah, Kol Koyach HaMub, the Kubom, the Pekam, the Chalkin is Be'ach, the Koyach HaMub, the Pekam, the Chalkin is Be'ach, the Kedusha. Chalkin HaMashin is Be'ach, Mokta HaMub, the Shishmi. Ki Koyach HaMub, the Handitu, Tzai Kodesh, the Mizbe'ach, the Kedusha, the Lashom. Because the Koyach comes, the Tzai Kodesh, have the Mizbe'ach, the Kedusha, which fell among them. So that's the Begam Mizbeach where they're yearning from. So how do we correct it? By the Agedim, by the Shekoyach and Mashlech Emunosoi. So the fact that the Agedim throw away their false Emunah. The Yehelachach and Emunah Yisrael, they follow the Emunah Yisrael. By the Machniah, by the Zorah, Shinosu, the Begam Chalki Mizbeach. They are Machniah, they lower, they destroy, they have the Zorah, which is not the Begam Chalki Mizbeach. And they Chaitzim, the Tutsi Chalki Mizbeach, and Kaimu Avedishlam Mizbeach. Then the Chalki and the Tutsi Mizbeach, which fell among them, now come back, and the Mizbeach becomes complete. The Begam, the Chisonah that's missing becomes completed now, and it's perfected. Zebuchinas, Vayishkar, Agyechav, Teref, Adam Chol, Yishta. He does not lie until he eats Teref, and the whole Yishta. Tagum says, Nechsimami, Amamaya Yudas. He's Yiddish, the Yinachosim of the Goyim, which means Gedim. Yechav, Teref, the Buchinas, Taimus, and Mizbeach. The Chinas, Mizbeach, Vachal, Keshul, Teref, Kenal. Yechav, Teref means that the Achiva is Teref. And Yinav, Teref, That's the Tainat the Ksilas. He destroys that, and it be very Kamas Nishlam. This is done through what? Through being Yiddish, to the Chosim of the Goyet, which means Gated. And they get it. Vashem Vachazal, Vashem Vachazal, Yiddish is a Gated, by Yiddish of a Gated, Kalat Kodim, and Echse Agir Zocher. That the Goyet has no one to be Yiddish. Kalat Kodim, the first one, grave with the Zocher, which means Echse Agir Yiddos, that through this Shlemus of his Bech is done. How? How does the Shlemus come from? Through the Yiddish of Gated. Gedim, that they bring back all the false Amunah, they perfect it, they come back to Munah Yisrael, so that they bring back all the begotten Mizbech they spoiled before, they are mashlem now the Mizbech to its former Madrega perfection. Ach, what the Rebbeinu Zal asks, Eich Efshalasis Gedim, how is it possible to make Gedim, Yamayim the Chaykim be Oid Begdushas Yisrael, very far from the Kedusha, from the holiness of the Jews? Where does it come that it should get to their mind that they should become this guy, they should convert? Achta, Menazel says, Da Shazer Nasa Ayadei Bechinas Hoin Yosef Reim Rabin. Pasuk says that money brings a lot of friends. Meaning that Menazel says, Haina, Ayadei Tztoka Shanoisin Latamut Chochum, so giving Tztoka to a Tamut Chochum. Who kolol mikama nefoshes Yisrael? Yitamal chacham and tzadik emes is kolol from many nefoshes Yisrael. Ki bi emes eich efsheli atom lovei lamunas Yisrael. Emes, how is it really possible for a guy to come to emuna in the Jews in the emuna shleima, in the truth? The alahim lechayim yedmi Yisrael. They're very far from the Jews. They're very distant, literally distant. Either they live very far, or else they don't associate with them. How is it possible to speak to them if they should hear and they should come to join us, the Emunah Kedoshah? Ach, but the Rebbeinu Zal explains, a person is very far from his friend, and he can't speak to him in order that he should be able to hear. It's too far away that he can hear his words. So he has to write him a letter, a written item. So too you have to send them the bechina of a written words until they'll be able to hear even though they're distant. It means if they have the ksav, then they can hear it even though no matter how far the distance is. The main chush hashmiya, the power of hearing, is of course the letters of the words, that means the words themselves, are engraved in the air. The airwaves beat one against the other, and Shaboli is Neshameh. He carries it to the ear of the person that's listening. Al Kanan, therefore, Kishahavi Noch Vazach Vatzol, when the air is serene, it's quiet, and it's very clear. Azai Kishamadabit Echot Shiyachaladabit, then when a person who can speak, when he speaks, it means he has the right Dibun, Azai Nishma Dibul Menachik, and his words are heard at a distance. Like we see in experience, in actuality. That's in the case where the air is quiet. But where there is a storm wind, where the air is turbulent, it's noisy, then his friends from a distance cannot hear him. Because the wind mixes up and separates different parts of the air and scatters it. Scatters these airwaves until his friend can't even hear the sound of his voice. Certainly, he cannot hear the actual words. So, Menazel says the Eitzah for this is by the Tzedakah who lokeach nefoshes. Through Tzedakah, he takes to himself nefoshes. He gains nefoshes. Because by giving Tzedakah, he gains for himself friends and people who like him. Meshoma Munvas, like Munvas said, Avaisai Gunzu Mumain. Munvas took the treasury of the king and he spent it all for Tzedakah to give it to Aniyim. So they complained to him, so they said to him, your forefathers went and saved them so much money in the royal treasury, and you went and scattered it, squandered it. He said, no, my forefathers hid, they deposited money. They kept money safely hidden. But I hid the foshes. It means that I deposited in the fushes. I have now saved up the fushes. So, my forefathers have saved up money till this time. I took that money when I got in the fushes. Through it, I saved up souls. I now have in my property to my credit souls. Nimsa should call machinations and stock of the installation. We see that the more stock that it gives to more people, there's no kind of like them yes. To this, he receives himself, he gains himself more friends, which means more nefoshes. The chenisa b'dan chum and parashon eich, mekech nefoshes chacham, ze hazon es hanim. This is a fetish, the message says that pasik mekech nefoshes chacham, that a chacham takes nefoshes, that's one who feeds anim. Ein shom. Vayidei zois, ha'ahavo shekoyna al yidei atstaka. So this avo, which he receives for himself through giving stocker, by the zen is take ha'avir. This, the air becomes clarified, becomes clear, purified. Kol ma shenoistim liyeser anoshim stocker, v'kayna avo miyeser anoshim. He gives more and more stocker to more and more people. He gains himself the friendship and the liking of more people. By the zen is sirab miyeser ha'avir anoch v'yazach. For this, there is an increase in the clear and rested, quiet air. Avo, who is Tapkus Rucha Berucha, because Avo, and there's Avo, it means an attachment of one Ruach to another. Dainu Ruach Ehe Berucha Neha, the spirit of the one who likes, and the spirit of the one who is liked. Shezeh Bechinas Avi Hanoch. This Ruach of Avo means Avi Hanoch, a restful air. Shelucham Nochem Zemizeh. Both are satisfied with each other, satisfied, restful. Ki Ein Ruach Ro, Shehu Sinah Shiyachah Beinehem, because there is no bad Ruach, which means dislike, that should separate between the two of them. He has sino b'chinas ruach lo, because sino, dislike, hatred, is called ruach lo, a bad ruach, a bad wind or a bad egg. Mashikosu, the pasuk of Yosem Hashem ruach lo, bein avi melech uvein anshei shchem. Because of the curse of Yosem, so Hashem placed the ruach lo, a bad spirit, between avi melech, who took over the ruling of the Jews, and between the people of Shechem. Upei nishnash is sino. Asher Kodesh says that the word ruach lo means Hashem, they created a sinah between them, a hatred between the Havimelech and the people of Shechem. Nimtzah sinah b'chinas ruach ra bilbul ha'avir. So we see that sinah, dislike, hatred, is an inyan of ruach ra, a mixing of the air where it becomes no more rested, no more quiet. Shaydezeh ein yechem l'shmei adib. Through this ruach ra, through this bilbul ha'avir, the person cannot hear the words that are spoken because it's confused. U'hepach. Avro v'reyos u'b'chinas avi hanoch v'yazach. Avro and reyos, love is the union of quiet and rested ash. And this padim v'rochli, so this the sound that the words are heard from distance. Then I say this tzedakah, this is done through tzedakah. B'chinas von yesu v'reyim rabim. Money requires a lot of friendship. The tzedakah who are careful in him or him, through tzedakah he gets himself a lot of people like him. B'chinas avi hanoch v'yazach k'nal. So people who like him, there is created this quiet and clear air. So through giving tzedakah, a person gains himself a lot of friends. And the more friends he gets, the more avi hanoch v'hazoch there is. The more quiet air that there is, peaceful air. Chol ma'asher marbel yitn tzedakah liyos anoshim, the more he gives tzedakah to more people, nisrabe b'yosu b'chinas avi hanoch v'hazoch, there is increased more the air that is quiet and clear. Because when he gives tzedakah to only one person, so as a result, he acquires one person who likes him, one friend. His ruach is attached to the other's ruach. There's a small area, space of quiet and clear air between them. That's by one person. When he gives tzedakah to two people, then there's a bigger space of quiet and clear air. The more stock he gives to more people, the more friends that he gets. The pasuk says that money acquires many friends. There is increased, multiplied, more and more the area of quiet and clear air. Alkane, therefore, the Benazal says now, Oikalitin stockel is adikim amitim ulaniyim magunim. The idea is to give money to give stocker to tzadikim amitim and to aniyim who are fit, that means aniyim who are amitim, who are firm, balitaida, sheklulim mikamon nefoshis Yisrael. The tzadik is kolul from many nefoshis Yisrael, So Mela, by giving to one tzaddik, he will make an Abe Nachfazach that is equal to so many people as are included as a Nechwa in the tzaddik Emes. Ki bozeh hu magdil mi'oid ha-shetach shel Abe Nachfazach kanal. Because through this, he increases, he makes very big the space, the area of this quiet and clear air. Keep it stocker, shenoisim lahem levad, because what the stocker gives to this, these tzaddikim alone, who kainalai reim rav mi'oid, he acquires himself very many friends. Kihim kulun mi'hab nefoshes, because they are nechval, they are kolol from many nefoshes. Shadizim is rabbi yes bechinas ave nechazach. And after this, there is increased the amount of air, the amount of space of quiet and clear. When the air is quiet and clear, then when this tzaddik who has the power, who knows how to speak the words of a Yisraeli, it means dvarim kedoshim, holy words, these words are written and engraved in this air, that means the airwaves carry it, and the chinas l'sheini eit sefer mohir. Pasuk says, my tongue is like a pen that writes quickly and clearly. And these words are carried, they go, and they are heard from a very great distance. That Vishamai, news about him, he was heard in many different lands. Mordechai HaTzaddik was heard in some in different lands. I mean, he was heard. Meaning heard means that he spoke and he was heard in different lands. How could he carry through so far? Because the air is quiet and clear, could be heard from a distance. Then this word, these words are written into the books of the Goyim, in each land in its own language, as their writing is. Then the Goyim find in their own books the opposite of their belief. We find many Gedim who in this guy, because of this fact, because they found in their own writings, their own philosophers, their own people, their own faith, who contradict themselves, and they found just the opposite of what they believed in. Where does this come that now they should find something that is contradictory to their faith? This comes through the words of the tzaddik, that is engraved and written into the air, like the pasuk says, my tongue is like a pen that writes. The air at that time was clear and quiet. Through this money that acquires many friends, which makes the air clear, until these words carried so far, the bechina that is, they heard him in different lands, the nechkaik v'nechtav shom b'sefrayim, it was engraved and written there, in their books, the books of the Goyim. V'yidei bechina zois, motzu b'sefrayim heit nechum nasum. This bechina they found in their books, the opposite of their faith. V'yidei zayin is gairu, and through this, they were in this guy. They converted. K'meshe m'safra mikam a gairu, which is kind of gairu. There's told about many gairim who in this guy because of this. And they should mutzu b'sefrayim heit nechum nasum, because they found in their books, the opposite of their faith. All this is caused due to this bechina we mentioned, because of the fact that the words of the tzaddik traveled through this clear air, and it was engraved in the air, and then it was written into their books. And then they found the opposite of their faith, and therefore they were guided. Ze bechina zvayimotzei kosu, v'asher higid Mordechai. We found written that Mordechai had spoken. Mordechai bechina sakfida v'vedizor. Mordechai the bechina of emunod, opposite of v'vedizor. Because of Ish Yehudi, it was called Yehudi. One who denies, one who does not believe in Akum by the Zora, he is called a Yehudi, which means one who has a Mun Hashem. And Ashadi Bulim Shehigid Mordechai, Ashadigid Mordechai, the words which Mordechai spoke, Shem Di Bulim Shel Kfidas Akum, they are the words that show the falseness and in Abay the Zora, Hem Nechtovim Behaavis, they are written in the air. Until as a result it was found written in their books the opposite of their faith. The words which Mordechai had spoken, They are words of Amunah the Tzaddik Emes Nimtzikos B'Sefreihem, were found written in their books. He had spoken and was found written in their books. Ki Adibur Shel Tzaddik Kolach Meyochik, because the word of the Tzaddik traveled far. Shnichta V'nechta K'shem B'Sefreihem, was written and engraved in their books. Shaydizay Nimtzim B'Sefreihem Hepech V'Nasim to this. This is the reason that they found in their books the opposite of their faith. Ki Nimtzim B'Sefreihem Adiburim K'doish B'Shegin Mordechai Shu B'Chinat Tzaddik Enal Yosef. It's found in their books, Burim Holy Words, that Mordechai had spoken, which are a bechina of the tzaddik, as we said before. Zeva yimotzei kosher v'shehigin Mordechai kanal. Yazayke shel boyim elu ha'akum v'moitzei b'shom hetachem rasum. Then when they go in Kenan, they find there the opposite of their faith. Zeh nasim gedin. This, we have as a result that there are gedin from a gaya. V'chinas v'rabim me'amei ha'oretz mesiyahadim. It says further in the Megillah that many of the gayim became Jews. They're Megaya. Rabbi Nazal asks, "Ach, may ayin bo, but from where does it come? She'elu daiku yimtzu b'sefreihem hepech munasim. How come that just only these goyim should find in their books the opposite of their faith? The yachsu v'yakida b'munas Yisrael. They should go back and recognize the truth about the emunah of the Jews. Yachedem einam meitzim kol. Others do not find it all. Nishanim b'munasim. They are left with their false faith. And it is Rabbi Nazal says." Achta, but you should know, Mastachinas HaToyv HaKovish Tachas Yodom. This is due to the fact that there is Toyv, there is good, that means part of the Jews, that is Kovish, that is Nichna, that is pressed underneath them. They have sort of conquered. Haino Bechinas Chelke Neshomas Yisrael HaKovish Eslo. Bechina, the parts of the Neshomas Yisrael that are imprisoned with them. Because the entire good that exists is only bechina of the neshamas of Yisrael. Haina kishem is gabrin lo ha'akum, the einu menichem li Yisrael atas mitzvois. When the akum becomes strong, oppressive, they do not allow the Jews to chas ha'shol adu mitzvos. Kama shahoy and inso, like was found cases shagozerush la yimoylo es b'neim, they were gozer that the Jews are not allowed to mala their children. Shechal za Shabbos, ishmechal za Shabbos, the Gemara says in many places. The result, the good that the Jews were supposed to do, these mitzvahs who covered tachas yodam, they're now in prison with them. And so too, when they deprive, they stop the Jews from avodas Hashem through different means, through the various type of taxes that they burden them with. Also, through the fact that they do not allow favors to be done to the Jews, Shaydei calls the Nichbash HaToyv Tachas Yodam, and the Chokam Neshamash Yisrael. Through all this, so the Toyv, the good, is imprisoned with them, underneath their hands, in their power, which means the different parts of the Neshamash Yisrael. With Chilo the HaToyv HaKovash Etzlon, the beginning, the very beginning, when they first get this Toyv, they first hold on to it, so this Toyv, Zech HaShemon Makom Kodesh V'Anya Miyay, this good, remember still, that it came from a place that is very holy and very high. After a while, they overpower this Toyv, this good, and they press it underneath their hands to an extent until it is so imprisoned that it is becomes part of them, becomes attached to them. Until the Toyv itself forgets its own high madrega. Now, through this word of the Israeli, through this Dvarim Kedoshim, which comes out, which goes, and is written in their Sforim, in their books, now the good that is imprisoned with them, finds it in their books. This Toyv finds it the opposite of the Emunah of the Goyim. Then this Toyv, this good, reminds itself of its madrega. How it came from a place that is so high, so elevated in Kedusha. That it reminds itself that it is a part of the Neshamas Yisrael. That all the worlds were created because of the Neshamas Yisrael. They are the ones that make pottery, and also sit and work in the gardens together with the king and his work. Which means that the Jews went together with Hashem and he did his work in creating the world.
Kadosh Baruch Hu nimlach in the Shemesh Yisrael Livra Yisraelim, because the Hashem Kaviyachol was Nusyayetz. He discussed the topic, the inyan of creating the world with the Neshamas of the Jews. Yazai Maskil Zehat Toiv Lestayer Ulisgageya Alashenoch Lemokim Gavaya Kazeh. Then when the Toiv realizes this, it begins to feel very badly, begins to have a strong yearning of the fact that it fell from such a high place. Yatoi Kvusha B'yodam, and now it is so deeply imprisoned in their hands. Yovei Chas HaShom LeKiloyim VeHefsed. Now, Kam Chas HaShom to complete extermination. One was not to be lost entirely. This Toiv now has a desire to draw itself, to withdraw from here, to draw itself to return to its original place. Because of the fact that this Toiv is now so deeply attached to them, became part of them, therefore when the Toiv, the good, begins to return, to draw away from them, as I meshech v'teilesh imay oid meharash alahem. So it draws and it pulls away part of their bed. Zehu b'chinas ha-gedim sheboim le'ezgayet. This is the b'china that those gedim who come to be megayet, to convert, sheheim b'chinas harash nitlash mehem ha-toiv. Those gedim are the ra, which is pulled away together with the toiv, or they shechozer ha-toiv l'kaimuth, with the fact that the toiv is returning to its place, it pulled along that ra. And that's the gedim. It's impossible for the Toiv to return by itself. Because of the strong binding tie, that's an attachment that it has there. Therefore, it's inevitable that they should draw with them also this evil. And this is the Bechina of Gedim. This is how the Gedim cut the Megayim. The Bechina Zeich Tagir Hashem. The pasuk is the Yifter of Hashem. This one writes Hashem. It stands for the sake of Hashem. Peidush Rashi, Kadosh Ela Bali Tshuva. This means Bali Tshuva. Speaking about different kinds of people who begin to do good. This Rashi means Bali Tshuva. Hayna Bechinas HaTayiv Sheshov VeChozer LeMekaymai. This Tayiv is an inyan of Bali Tshuva because it was good, it became attached to the guy, and now it's going back to the Bali Tshuva. Then Nasai the Bechinas Ksav Kanal Yifter Yodei LaHashem Bali Tshuva. Comes back through Yichter Vid Iksav. The Chinas Vayimotzei Kosu Vashigin Mordechai. The Iksav, which they find written there, which Tariq ever spoke. The second half of the Pasuk of Hashem Yisrael Yechanet, called himself with the name Hashem Yisrael, Elo HaGedim, Ashkenaz means the Gedim. Ki Aydei Sheshov, the Chosin HaToy, Vaydei Denas the Gedim Kenal, because through the fact that this Balchuvah, this Toy, goes back, that also Gedim Amen. Zero Bechsav Yisrael Loye Kosevo, Vyadmas Yisrael Loye Avoyim. They will not be written in the with the writing of the Jews. They will not come to the land of the Jews. Pshat is, Hainu kishein b'chinas ksav Yisrael, shal yodei nasim gerim kenal, when there isn't, when it doesn't exist, this b'china b'ksav Yisrael, through which are made, are created gerim, al yidei zevi al admas Yisrael al yavoyu. For this, they will not get to the neg of admas Yisrael. Hainu she'ein zechim l'shleimus mizbeach, they're not zechim l'shleimus mizbeach, Shnikra Mizbeach Adomo. Sheshtemusay the Gerim Canal. Mizbeach Adomo, we said, is the Mizbeach, which means the Inyan Achila Bekdusha, that's Mizbeach, and the Begama Mizbeach is where there is Achila Bekdusha, it's Tiduf instead of Tedef. So this Mizbeach is Nishlam, the Begama, Nishlam through Gedim, but since there isn't the Ksav Yad of Yisrael there, so therefore there are no Gedim to come back. Therefore, there is missing the Shlemus Mizbech, therefore, Adma Yisrael Yavoyle. When I come to the Shlemus of Adma Yisrael, the Adam Mizbech Adama, the Begam Mizbech will not become Nishlam. Zeu Akel Bechsav, Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskil. So, I know that Shlemus Mizbech, that this is the diagram, the blueprint for the Beis HaMikdash, which Hashem gave me, the Seichel for it. Ki Shlemus HaSeichel, the Hu Yidei Ksav Kanal. Because the Shlemus HaSeichel is Teru Ksav. In other words, the opening of the Shlemus HaSeichel. Because through the Ksav, the Chinas Vayimotzei Kosu Vashigin Mordechai Kanal, Vayidezeh Nasim Gedim. Through this, there are created Gedim. Vayidezeh Gedim Nishlam HaMizbeah. Through Gedim, so the Mizbeah becomes complete, the Begam Mizbeah becomes correct, perfected. Vayidezeh Shlemus HaMizbeah Nishlam HaSeichel Kanal. Through Shlemus HaMizbeah, so the Seichel is complete, because you have Achilim Dushah that is Mashlam HaSeichel. Into the Shaydeah. The Chinas HaKsav HaNal Nishlam HaSeichel. So therefore, beginning is Iksav. Through that, ultimately, the Sechel becomes perfected. Through Iksav, all these things happen, through which I have the Hiskil, the Sechel, the heavenly Sechel. That there is enough, it is a lakus for each person. They don't need anything else but Hashem. They don't need any avodah zarah. All the world will recognize and know that the fact that the Gaidim come back, the Amashtan and Zbayah, which brings about to the Shlemus HaDas.